Let's take a few moments to do some thoughtful imagining, shall we? Turn on the video monitor of your mind. What kind of images come to your mind when you hear the word burnout? Now, I won't try listing any suggested possibilities. I'll leave that up to you. We all have images that come to our mind, memories of others who have burned out or have claimed to be suffering from burnout. Some of them are probably real, but some of them just might be a little bit exaggerated. Burnout has become kind of a buzzword to describe anything from spring fever to feeling tired for any reason at all, to feeling lazy, to feeling bored with whatever you're supposed to be working on at a given time, and none of those situations is a true description of burnout. So what is it? One of the symptoms of burnout we mentioned last week was emotional exhaustion. Not just lazy, sleepy, tired, or bored. Emotional exhaustion. That's a pretty good description of burnout. It's very likely that you have a pretty good idea what that feels like if you're involved in some kind of activity that includes helping people with their problems. In one form, it could be called compassion fatigue. You feel drained, you feel used up, you feel overwhelmed by the needs that people bring to you. You want to help the people that come to you, but you just don't have any more to give. You just don't have what it takes to help anymore. You don't want to see or hear another person who has some serious needs. You don't want to see the poverty. You don't want to see the hunger. You don't want to see the pain, that's for sure. And you've had an emotional overload. By the way, before I go any further today, I should point out that most of our thoughts on this subject of burnout are based on materials prepared by Ronald L. Kateski of New Hope International Ministries. Ron Kateski is a member care consultant. Another symptom of burnout would be depersonalization, and a third that Ron lists in his brochure is reduced personal accomplishment. Whether or not you actually stop being effective, when you're suffering from burnout, you feel like that has happened to you. You feel like you're not effective. You're not doing anything useful, at least in your own mind. And at the end of the day, you feel like you have accomplished absolutely nothing. Okay, we've already talked about those symptoms on previous programs, so now we need to move on. But first, one more thing to keep in mind. I mentioned this last week, but it's a good thing to remember. Burnout does not happen suddenly. Burnout doesn't hit us because of a short period of high stress, although that stress can really tire you out, make you very fatigued. When burnout becomes part of your life, it generally is something that can creep up on you over a long period of time when you're under continual stress. And one more thing to remember, burnout is not a psychiatric disorder. Okay, now doesn't that make you feel better? Okay, last week we started looking at what causes burnout. What makes it happen? Well, according to our friend Ron Kateski, who prepared the materials that we're looking at, there are three major sources or causes of burnout. Ron has listed the three causes as social, system, and self. First on the cause list is social. We mentioned this last week, but we'll repeat a little bit. Most expat Christian workers are involved with people in some way. You're involved with people. Other members of your team are involved with people. We're all involved with people in one way or another, helping them through crisis, teaching them, advising them, writing special materials, maybe some kind of creative development, construction, medical help. We could make a long list. And they all involve doing something for or with people. Now, this could be a very intense, time-consuming involvement that is tiring and stressful. It could be the people you work with, members of your team, or some other associates that bring on the exhaustion because they affect you in some way. So do the people you have to help. They also have a large effect on you. And, as we all know, problem people take up a lot more of your time and effort and mental energy and emotional energy. They need a whole lot more of your attention than do the pleasant people. You've noticed that, haven't you? And what happens after a long stretch of time with people like that? Well, as a result of spending so much time and effort with problem people, you may lose some perspective. You might start seeing everyone in the same way, even your friends. You start seeing them and the other good people, the nice people, as problem people too. And then, well, you know you're supposed to be polite. You know you're supposed to be tactful. You know you're supposed to be caring, and you know you're supposed to smile once in a while and be friendly, but after a while, that seems to become difficult, no matter who you're with. So what happens? Well, at some point, you feel like you can't find the words to give voice to the disappointment and frustration that you feel down inside. Oh, sure, you smile, sort of. But then you make a vague remark rather than expressing your true feelings, rather than admitting that you're having a problem or asking for help. Maybe some of the people you're helping take notice of the change in your manner, in the expressions on your face or your tone of voice and way of speaking. And then maybe, instead of someone saying thank you to you after you've done something to help them, they just quietly take the help and walk away. It seems like they're taking you for granted. It does seem that way to you anyway. And once in a while, you see a look of suspicion on a face, and you wonder if all this effort and energy and time that you're putting out is really worth it. You feel like quitting. It's not that you really hate this place or all the people. There are some people in your adopted culture you really like. But all these things contribute to your emotional pressure. All these social interactions can be factors that contribute to burnout. Another cause of burnout is the system. What does that mean? It means that your job setting may be a source of burnout for you. For one thing, there was the daunting task of learning the new language. It was probably pretty frustrating. And then there were so many people to get to know, there was so much to do, and there was so little time, you couldn't even find time for a relaxation break or for a little bit of vacation, so you didn't take the breaks. Your fellow expat Christian workers had projects that they were trying to get funded, and you knew they were requesting funds from the same people as you were. Your local director for your work was supposed to be an encouragement, but it seemed he had so many criticisms of what you were doing, and when there was a compliment from time to time, it seemed they all ended with, but. There were the plans, then there were the policies, and of course, then there were the procedures to be followed. There was so much red tape before you started a project, not to mention all those progress reports that had to be made as you were working on the project, and more reports when you completed it. And all this can add up to being another cause of burnout. So all those people you have to relate to every day, they can be a cause of burnout. So can the system. And another cause of burnout, self. That's right. You yourself may be a source of your own burnout. How can this happen? Well, if you lack self-confidence or have low self-esteem, then you're a candidate for burnout. If you're unassertive, if you're submissive, if you're passive, if you're anxious, if you're always blaming yourself for failure, then you're a candidate for burnout. If your needs for achievement, approval, and affection are too high, then once again you're a candidate for burnout. If you're impatient, if you're irritable, if you don't know how to handle anger and conflict, again, you're a candidate for burnout. And none of this sounds very spiritual, does it? Which brings up the question, can a really committed expat Christian worker burn out? The answer is yes. Not only can expat Christian workers burn out, but as a matter of fact, the more committed they are to their work, the more likely they are to burn out. The more ideal the workers are, with hearts set to win people to Christ, with a big helping of concern for others, with high expectations, the results they expect to see, and the more likely they are to burn out. So briefly, there we have some causes of burnout: social, system, and self, and a quick look at some of the personality characteristics that can be a growing place for potential burnout. Are there no answers? Well, we'll look at some of those next week. If you can come back, when we think about questions like, what are the effects of burnout, and can burnout be treated, and can it be prevented? What cross-cultural Christian workers need to know about burnout is based on materials prepared and written by Ronald L. Kotesky of Go International. By the way, Ron Kotesky has a lot of material on his website that could prove to be very helpful to you, including the brochure that formed the basis for our thoughts today on burnout. You'll find links on the Member Care Radio website to crossculturalworkers.com. You could go there directly if you wish, or you can click on the link. Click on brochures, and in the list of subjects, you will find one there about burnout, as well as a long list of brochures about a number of other important and interesting subjects for cross-cultural workers. Now, you can download any one of them or all of them. You can download them as an e-book and read them at your own convenience and study them. If you don't already know how to find our website, it's www.membercareradio.com, www.membercareradio.com. Look for the link to cross-cultural workers.